Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Feature. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. Today, most people are familiar with the U.S. National Forest Service Smokey the Bear, who is 75 years plus. But who doesn't remember that famous line, "Only you can prevent forest fires"? Today, we'll be talking about another safety icon, Sparky, the fire dog. This is year 75 since he was introduced by the National Fire Prevention Association. So to help us celebrate, we have Kelly Ransdale, Director of Public Education at the National Fire Prevention Association. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be with you today.
You're welcome. Well, we're glad to have you. This is your third visit on Strong Tower Radio in just a few months. The previous interviews, we store our interviews on our website if you want to go back and hear these vital ones. The last one was on lithium battery safety, and also we talked about fire prevention during the holidays. So that is in our archives at strongtowerradio.org under audio archives. Let's pause before we talk about Sparky's birthday. Our great Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your goodness and graciousness. And Lord, we want to be our brother's keeper and help look out for other people and to prevent fire danger. And we're going to have a fun time talking about Sparky today, who helps galvanize and speaks to the children about fire safety. Be with us and be with our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Kelly, some of our listeners may not have heard those two, and again, go to our website to check that out, but you are here to help us celebrate Sparky, the fire dog's 75th birthday. Bridging between mid-century nostalgia and modern-day life-saving technology. Tell us a little bit about Sparky.
Well, we are super excited that he's going to be celebrating his 75th birthday. And you're exactly right. Smokey does work in the forest and keeps you safe there. And then Sparky, the fire dog, was created to keep you safe in your home. And so this all started in 1951. And the National Fire Protection Association, which is headquartered in the Boston area near Quincy, Massachusetts, actually had a gentleman from the Ad Council that said they were working on some fire topics with us way back then. And he said, we really need to put a mascot with this fire message. And that is where Sparky actually started. And they decided that the Ad Council would develop, his name was Ted Royal, and that gentleman was the one helping us with this campaign. And he said, hey, let's call him Sparky and make him a Dalmatian. And we had seen Dalmatians around firehouses for years. And so it was his original thought to actually put a face with the campaign. And so that started the love story of Sparky and his work with kids and really all generations. And so that's the origin of Sparky the fire dog.
If you look back to the original sketches versus what's today, how has Sparky's look changed over the years?
Well, he has really changed. So the first renditions of him, Sparky has this stern, slender look. He's wearing just fire pants with suspenders, and he's real tough looking. He carries a little, it looks like almost a poker for a fire in his hand. And so he had on a fire helmet. He was holding that. And as the years evolved, Sparky became more of a fluffy, friendly look that included things like a helmet with his name on it. It has turnout gear, which is what the fire service uses. But yet, Sparky throughout that time was always an adult Dalmatian. And he had three freckles on each side of his muzzle and then five spots on each ear. And so it was authoritative, but yet he was friendly. And as a result of that, kids loved him. And also it became one of those things that adults were also drawn to. And so he's evolved. This year, with his 75th birthday, we actually did a 3D version of Sparky for our Fire Prevention Week campaign. And in that, you can see the little hairs on his face and his whiskers. His turnout gear is just so vibrant. And he has a smile on his face. And we just love that Sparky has evolved over the years. And that generations of families have seen him and still see him in both a puppet form, an online form, and actually in a costume form with many fire departments, which is super cool.
I know that I went on your website and saw like a storybook, like a little golden book about Sparky and some kids in a modern setting.
Now, and we have the story of Sparky, and you can actually go online and see that. And it tells how Sparky was this little pup that showed up at the firehouse. And he actually showed up at the firehouse to alert the firefighters that there was a fire at a house where he was. And so that was one of the little stories that started with the story of Sparky helping with fire prevention.
Now, I remember in either kindergarten or first grade that stop, drop, and roll. And I don't know if I associated that with Sparky, but what is the connection?
Well, stop, drop, and roll has been around for a long time. There's a mixed verdict on where that started, but certainly the message of good data-based fire prevention and what works is part of Sparky's story. And so Sparky actually has always taken a positive spin on education. And so you may say, well, what does that matter? Well, the reason it matters is we like to tell people what they should do instead of what not to do. So an example would be have working smoke alarms. There's a few things that there's no way for us to safely tell you how to do something, and in those cases we say never do something. Like, we never want kids to touch a lighter. We want them to tell a grown-up. And so that's an example of where we can't give you a safe way for kids to touch matches or lighters, but we can say, if you see this, here's what you can do, tell a grown-up. So it empowers kids to be able to make good decisions. And so over the years, it used to be that children died at a disproportionate rate to other parts of the population. So that would be you have kids, you have young adults, you have middle-aged adults, and older adults. And what we found is kids were actually dying more than any other age group. And so fire departments all over the country and teachers started teaching fire safety. And many of the lessons that they taught, Learn Not to Burn was one of the things that came out of the National Fire Protection Association. We created Learn Not to Burn, and that started in preschool, and it gave lessons in preschool and kindergarten and first and second grade. And now we have programming all the way up to older adults that we provide free just through our website. But they started using these tools in classrooms and community events. And what has happened is now the data shows that children die less than every other population put together. Now, that's wonderful. But what that means is that we have to continue to do the work of fire education, because new babies are born every day, new hazards emerge. But then we also have found that older adults are dying at 2, 3, and 4 times the regular population. And this is just catastrophic. I have always loved older adults. I had my grandparents until I was well into my 40s, and I watched them age in place. And I can tell you that we are really doing a lot for older adults right now, because to spend your whole life doing all the wonderful things you do, and then for the older adults to die in fires is so terrible. We don't want that to happen. And so we know that Sparky played a role, along with other things, in making sure that children die less. But we feel like we still have a lot of work to do, and that is keep educating kids and families, and also all the lifespan of educating older adults.
I could see Sparky as a therapy dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Teaching the
and
lessons.
Probably some of those.
And teaching some of the lessons of safety to older adults.
Yeah.
Now, I want to step back to something, and we didn't talk about in this particular episode, and I bring it up that it'd be well for our listeners to go back and listen to the two previous conversations, but the origins of your organization, the National Fire Protection Association, we think of an organization that has that level of impact as a government agency, but tell our listeners, what is the background and the story?
Okay, well, we were formed in 1896, and we are a not-for-profit organization. And as part of that, we started with the fire sprinkler issue. And one of the things I learned about NFPA was NFPA came about because of tragedy. All the codes and standards that exist out there that keep us safe from the little exit signs that you see in buildings or the smoke alarms you see in your home. Unfortunately, lives have been lost. And that is why they've developed codes and standards to help protect us. So we actually are a safety organization. Our entire mission is to prevent people from ever being affected by fire and electrical issues. And so we go out every day and help both in the codes and standards world, in public education, with wildfire education, and we help people be able to do this work and protect them. And so we're this year celebrating our 130th year. And it's an organization that I love that our whole mission is safety. And that is, we can have the hard conversations. And we also aren't affected by whether government is in session or not and what party you're affiliated with. We are just a neutral body that our whole job is to go out there and make a difference. And, you know, I love that on Christian radio, I can share, you know, I feel like my life work has always been to protect people and that God gave me that gift. And so when I was choosing what to do with my career, it was a real honor to join a place that I feel like I use the gifts and talents I have to make a difference. And that is what the NFPA is all about.
And I can see that it's looking out for your brother and sister, helping those who might not have the ability to take care of themselves, and maybe we can see dangers and prevent disasters.
Absolutely.
You know, another thing I thought about is you mentioned the Ad Council, and that is basically a nonprofit also of the advertisers. They get together, and they have helped the National Fire Prevention Association to produce these. In fact, Ted Royal, particularly the one who put forth the mascot of Sparky the Fire Dog. So how does Sparky fit into the National Fire Prevention Week, and what week is that?
So National Fire Prevention Week is always the week that includes October 10th. So this is the longest running health and safety observance on record. And every year during October, we come up with an emerging issue that the public needs to know about. And when we say the public, it's kids all the way to older adults. And as part of that, we create a campaign, and the campaign always includes Sparky. And so we've had some really funny, over the years since this started, we had some really funny topics that they've used. But, you know, notably last year, we actually did a campaign about lithium ion batteries in the home, and I so appreciate your radio station doing an interview about that. And we did that because we look at the data every year and we say, what are some things we need to talk about that can help educate the public? So we've done things on smoke alarms, because that is the number one thing people can do, have a working smoke alarm. And then we talk about having an escape plan that everyone in your home knows about, having a meeting place that's established. And those are some of the key things you can do. And especially with the inclement weather that's been happening all over the country, we also are encouraging people to have a carbon monoxide alarm. And that is because CO is one of those things. It kind of looks like flu, it kind of looks like COVID, food poisoning. But carbon monoxide is one of the things that your family could go to sleep and then just never wake up unless you have a CO alarm, because it is an invisible killer. And so Fire Prevention Week is 1 week every year that fire departments all over the country, in the U.S. and Canada, but also really across the world, come together to talk about one topic to try to change behavior and save lives. And so Sparky has been the face of that. And we have celebrated that for over 100 years. We are super excited to continue that campaign with the many partners that are out there.
Now, Sparky is depicted as a Dalmatian. What is the connection of Dalmatians and fire departments?
Well, you know, it's funny because there actually were some fire departments back in the 17th, 18th, 19th century. And there would be snow, and they actually picked Dalmatians because they had a couple of traits that fire departments needed. Well, one is fire engines used to be pulled by horses. And so horses, you know, being an animal, they have certain animals that they're attracted to. And I actually read about this, and I had never read this before, but I didn't know that Dalmatians is one of the breeds that get along well with horses. And so when you have horses, and you need something that's compatible with them. And so actually Dalmatians had a natural affinity with horses. And so they would actually be used for several things. One is they would run good together. So that is Dalmatians would go ahead of the horses to clear the way and alert people that they're coming. The horses were not spooked by them, and they weren't spooked by the horses. And they would kind of clear the path. They would stay with them. And then these dogs were also used as guard dogs for firehouses. And so that was kind of the origin of it in the early days. Well, as the fire engines became mechanical, they didn't need them to clear the space, but they did love them for their companionship. And Dalmatians were one of those animals that loved companionship. And so we have lots of firehouses that have real Dalmatian dogs that they use for all different purposes. They can be used just as a symbol for it. We have lots of fire stations that have little statues of Dalmatians. And then Sparky the fire dog, since he's a Dalmatian, we know that Sparky shows up in all different fire stations in the literature and lessons that are shared each year. And so that's kind of a little bit about the history of those Dalmatians.
Absolutely. Now, some people, an urban legend, or that the Sparky effect, that Sparky has influence the popularity of Dalmatian ownership, but we cannot document that. But it's at least something to think about.
Absolutely, yeah. I've learned that unless I can give you historical data on something, it might not be fair. So I would love to say that that we've helped people want to have Dalmatians, but I'm not sure we could stretch that. But they definitely do like his little dolls.
Absolutely. We're looking at the 75th anniversary and beyond. You'll want to tell us about some of the things, but what about Sparky in the digital age? You did kind of mention it, that there is some 3D animations that are reaching out to kids.
And we certainly have Sparky videos. So we have free videos through our NFPA kids site. Now, for all the parents that are listening, you may worry if we tell you that we have a YouTube site, but we actually have an NFPA Kids YouTube site that's actually safe content. We own everything related to Sparky, and so if you go to sparky.org, you'll find educational games that are free, you'll find music videos, and you can always rest assured that when kids go to that kid-facing website, that they're never going to see little things that eyes should not see for our children. I love that about NFPA, that we own it, so we don't do ads on those platforms at all. And the reason is we want to protect our smallest viewers and our family. And I love that about our organization. So you'll find games that have a safety and a fun aspect with Sparky. You'll find these videos, and all of that is available for free through the web.
Absolutely. And so they can go there. They're not going to be linked off to some other site. It's a safe site.
Absolutely.
What about the anniversary? What's coming up?
Well, fire departments all over the country are going to have appearances by Sparky. We're going to have a whole social media campaign where we show Sparky in all the different states and provinces of the U.S. and Canada. And so the entire month of March, you can follow Sparky the Fire Dog on Facebook, and you'll see lots of things. We've got some new puzzles and games online at sparky.org. And so we're really excited just to celebrate in our little world Sparky's 75th and the difference he's made.
Is there a way that our parents and grandparents can look up Sparky events that might be in their area?
Well, we don't have a way to do that just yet, but I would say you can go online and get coloring sheets and go to your local fire department, but our fire departments are always excited to see their community members come in. And so we'll be sending out notices to the fire departments to hopefully help celebrate his birthday, which happens on March 18th.
I took a class in marketing, and it talks about push and pull marketing, and they pass out coupons directly to the consumer, so they go to the store and ask for that particular product, and if the grocer doesn't have it, it raises that in the mind of the grocers that people are asking for this particular product. So I just speculate that if parents and grandparents would call up their local fire department, they might encourage the local willing fire people to do something special because people are asking for it.
Yeah, and we do have Sparky's birthday party that's free online for you to download, and so any family can have their own Sparky party too.
All right, so you can have it in your home and or have neighborhood kids. Wow, what a super idea. Well, you know, maybe even a youth club or such could do such a activity. So if Sparky could talk, and he doesn't except for on your website, what would be the one bit of advice that Sparky would say to families?
Well, the one thing he would say is please have a working smoke alarm. And that is, if you don't have a working smoke alarm, visit your local fire station, talk to them about it. There are resources that can help you to get some smoke alarms, but we want everybody to have a working smoke alarm, to know that if that smoke alarm goes off, get out and stay out and call 911. And, you know, we have lots of practical tips that you can download that are age appropriate at sparky.org. And they're available for you and your family. And unfortunately, fire won't wait. You got to plan your escape. And so we want people to know about the fire, and that's with a working smoke alarm. And then if it were to go off, to always exit immediately. Don't worry about taking anything with you. And the fire department can do everything they can to be able to save your stuff, but your life is too valuable to chance it.
Absolutely. A lot of this is coming back from grade school. I'm thinking these things of Fire Prevention Week when we were kids. So, Kelly, is there going to be one national event with Sparky involved of it?
Well, we're having, there's going to be a big fire service event on his actual birthday that goes on. The Congressional Fire Service Institute is a national event where all the different fire organizations come together, and we do think that Sparky's going to make an appearance there to celebrate on his birthday. So that's the big event we have planned, is for Sparky to be in the nation's capital with fire service folks from all over the country, because they're converging there to talk about issues within the fire service. So we do anticipate him there, but he's going to be on Facebook the entire month of March. So I hope you'll be able to see him, and he's always available at sparky.org.
Absolutely. Well, as we come to the end of this particular interview, what would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, I want to say fire safety is something that needs to be a part of every family's everyday checklist. That is, there are simple things you can do to protect you and your family. And that is, first, always have a working smoke alarm. Secondly, please practice your escape twice a year. Do it one time in the daytime and one time in the nighttime. It looks very different when you do that as a family. And then last but not least, have a meeting place out front that firefighters can see you. Because at the end of the day, we don't want anybody to be affected by a fire. And so our goal at the end of the day is to prevent anyone from dying or being injured by a fire. And everybody plays a part in that. You're your own hero.
You know, we've been taught this going through school. We intended to do it. And I don't think we probably did it once or twice in my childhood. But this next generation needs to do it. And we need to help them do it. So,
yeah.
Very good. Well, is there any addresses or places you want our listeners to keep in mind whenever they have a fire question?
Absolutely. So for kids, you can go to sparky.org. For adults, one of the things that is a great resource for you is that if you go to nfpa.org and put safety information in the search bar, it gives really cool safety tip sheets on about 60 different topics. So whether you have a question about microwave safety or cooking safety or heating or electrical, you can trust the content that you'll get from our website. And then for teachers and educators, we have a whole page at sparkyschoolhouse.org, and it has free lesson plans and activity sheets that you can use throughout your community. So it's a great tool for educators and teachers to have free messaging that they can use to train all different types of kids.
So Kelly, when will be the next time that we will have you back on the program?
Well, you know, we're going to have a new Fire Prevention Week theme in June. There's an Electrical Safety Month in May. And we haven't talked a lot about electrical safety, so I think maybe we should do something on electrical safety because there's so many things that people can do to keep themselves safe with electricity.
Okay, listeners, you've heard me give a commitment that we're going to do electrical safety in May. Kelly, thanks so much for being a part of Strong Tower Radio again.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and stay safe.
Say happy birthday to Sparky.
Happy birthday, Sparky. We love you, and happy 75th.
Take care. God bless for Strong Tower Radio. I'm Tom Bajur, and Kelly Ransdale of the Public Information of the National Fire Protection Association. Bye now.